亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，我是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们继续来收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们要继续来播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的教导与讲道。这一系列的讲道的题目就是耶稣显明神。老牧师将要借着约翰福音来看耶稣的一生怎么样把这位父神来彰显出来。他三年半在那里服侍，为着一件事情，他说，你们看见我就是看见了父，他来了就是要使人看见那看不见的神。透过这位道成肉身的耶稣，人看见了这位真神的存在。他说，你若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。今天能够认识这位创造宇宙的真神，唯有透过他的爱子耶稣基督为我们开了这条路，打开我们心中的眼睛，发现他是光，发现他是唯一的真理，他是唯一的道路，他是唯一的生命。在约翰福音里面，我们将看到耶稣活生生的把这位天上的父神显明在人间。米勒牧师今年80多岁了，可他对我们中国何等的有负担。过去几十年里面，他有两次的机会到中国来访问。我记得他提到，他小时候大概7、8岁的时候，曾经有这样一个经历，有一个从中国来的宣教士到他们的教会来分享中国与福音。他当时听了很受感动，希望将来有一天能够到中国去宣教。当时他没有什么可以奉献，他只有1块钱，可能是当时的零用钱，他节省下来。可是当时他就把这样1块钱奉献给中国来宣教。这样的一个小小的孩子的一个心愿却被神看中了。后来神使用他在尤其在阿根廷带下极大的复兴，可在他晚年的时候，他却对我们的中国人有何等的负担。这一系列的讲道是在这个乔治亚州啊一个大学的这样的一个大学生的聚会里面，老牧师向他们循循的教诲，把耶稣基督介绍给他们。这群从中国来的学者，从中国来的留学生啊，这样子来到这个异地，来到美国这块土地，他们不是在这里要寻求一个学问而已，他们不是在这里得到一个学位而已，他们却是重要的在这里找到真神耶稣。老牧师在这样的一个聚会里面，借着约翰福音介绍他们跟他同行了这么多年的这位好朋友耶稣基督。他一生服侍主将近60多年，他忠心的与神同行，他是一位与神相当亲近的人。记得大卫弟兄第一次看到他，我整个生命被改变，因为我看到一个人这样的与主亲近，他身上显出神的荣光，他的话语里面带出神的恩典，带出神的爱，我在这个人身上看见了神。这正是我们基督徒的榜样，让耶稣基督借着我们流露出来，使人在黑暗里面看见大光。愿神能够借着这一系列的讲道，使你只有一个目的，更认识这位上帝，更认识这位真神耶稣。圣经上讲，当你认识耶稣，便是永生。永生不是一个道理，永生乃是一个活生生的神，你只有认识他，你才得到永生。所以永生总不是学习到什么，永生乃是亲自的认识这位真神耶稣，好像你认识一个人一样。愿他透过这一系列的讲道打开你的心窍，他把他自己启示在你的心里面。没有一个人能够做这样的工作，只有他透过他自己宝贵的圣灵，在我们里面做开启的工作，在我们里面做感动的工作，在我们里面做启示的工作。你真的在寻找这位真神吗？你真的想要认识他吗？愿神借着他仆人的口打开你的心，让你认识他是那位等候你的神，他是那位爱你的神，他是你在天上的父亲。没有一个人爱你像他爱你一样，他把你带到这个世界上，不是叫你沦落在那里，乃叫你这个浪子能够回到爸爸的家里面，享受跟爸爸的爱。耶稣基督把我们所当事的显现出来，叫我们也成为神的儿子，像他一样与神有这样一个亲密的关系。 愿老牧师的口所传讲的乃是神的话打动在你的心里面，使我们一生只有一个目的，愿得到这位耶稣基督为至宝，愿我们的一生撇下一切所有的来认识这位真神，他值得我们用所有来换取。在我们听今天的讲道之前，我有一首诗歌要介绍给我们的听众朋友。这首诗歌是北美的一群年轻人所写的，那这首诗歌的名字叫做《有一位神》。有一位神，有全能创造宇宙万物，也有温柔双手安慰受伤灵魂。有一位神，有权柄审判一切罪恶，也有慈悲体贴人的软弱。有一位神，高坐在荣耀的宝座，却死在十架挽救人堕落。有一位神，我们的神，唯一的神，名叫耶和华，有权威荣光，有恩典慈爱，是昔在今在永在的神。
神，唯一的神，名叫耶和华。 双手安慰受伤灵魂，有一位神宝座在荣耀的宝座，却死在十字架挽救人堕落，有一位神
神。愿你们也能够认识这一位神，这是我们的神，也是唯一的神，他的名字叫耶和华。他虽然有这样的权威荣光，同样的他也恩典慈爱。这样有全人创造宇宙万有的神，却有一双温柔的双手能够安慰我们受伤的灵魂。他居然有权柄能够审判我们一切的罪恶，却体贴到我们人的软弱。他虽高高坐在荣耀的宝座，却为我们死在十字架上，挽救了我们的堕落。有哪里能够找到这样的一位神呢？这样的一位真神救主呢？愿你能够认识他。在下面的信息里面，米勒牧师将与我们分享这位神是顾念我们的神。接着约翰福音第二章第一节到第十二节，耶稣所行的第一件神迹就在迦拿使水变酒。耶稣在一个婚宴的里面，在那里满足他们的需要。耶稣在哪里显出这样的一位神是顾念我们日常生活每一个细节的神，他时时与我们同在，他看顾我们，满足我们的需要。愿你跟我们一起来欣赏，来分享这一段信息。愿神祝福你们。
We have just one thing to talk about, and that's God.
我们只有一件事情要谈的，就是神。
That's a wonderful, wonderful theme, isn't it?
这是一个很奇妙、很奇妙的主题，对不对
？You know, some people think that God made the earth.
你知道有些人认为说神创造了地球
Like a man makes a watch
就像人造手表一样
Put it all together
把它整个都放在一起
Made all the little pieces
做成了很多的小小的片的东西
Made it so it all works well
然后让一切呢都运转得很好
Wound it up
把它再转一转
Set it down and then went off and left it
放下来然后他就离开了
But that's not the way the Creator did.
但这不是创造主做的方式。
It's true He made the earth.
确实他创造了世界。
And all the wonderful things in it.
还有其中所有奇妙的东西。
And then He made all the plants and the animals.
他也创造了所有的植物还有动物。
And He made us too.
他也造了我们。
But He didn't go off and leave it.
但是他并没有就这样子离开了。
It's just the opposite.
事实刚刚好相反
We went off and left him
是我们自己走开离开了他
We went our own ways
我们走了自己的路
But our creator is not only a mighty being and able to create everything
但是我们创造的主不只是大有能力能够创造一切
But he calls himself a father
而且他称自己为父
He gave us life
他把生命给了我们
And as we broke into life
当我们进到了生命里面
He also gave us another gift
他也给我们另外一样赏赐
He is a loving father
他是慈爱的父
I know on this earth there's many fathers that do not love their children.
我知道在这世上有很多的父亲并不爱他们的孩子。
That of course is sad.
这当然是很可悲的事情。
But God isn't like that.
但是神不是那样子的。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And he desires to bring us to himself.
他渴望把我们带到他自己面前。
And to bring us to a place that we can receive the blessings he wants to give us.
而且他渴望把我们带到一种地方，使我们能够去领受他要给我们的祝福。
Because every father that loves his family wants to bless them.
因为每一个爱家庭的父都会想要去祝福家人。
Give them little gifts.
给他们一点小礼物。
Take care of them.
照顾他们。
Worry over them when they're sick.
当他们生病的时候，就会为他们担心。
Take them to the doctor.
把他们带去看医生。
Feed them when they're hungry.
当他们饿的时候，就会喂他们。
And in many ways manifest his love to them.
他在许多方面都会表达对孩子的爱。
And we are made in the image of God.
我们就是按着神的样式被造的。
And if our father is like that, that's why we can be like that.
若我们的父是那样子，那么我们也能够像那样子。
And a loving father for his family.
一个慈爱的父对他的家人。
Is a small manifestation of what God is really like.
他就能够稍微地反映了神到底是什么样子。
And I think one thing especially.
我特别想到一件事。
That it's hard for us to realize because he lives in another realm.
这件事我们很难了解，因为神活在另外一个领域。
Not in the material realm.
不是在物质的领域。
We can't see him with our natural eyes.
我们没有办法用肉眼看见他。
Or hear him with our natural ears.
也没有办法用我们天生的耳朵听见他。
He lives in a higher, much higher realm.
他活在一个更高、非常高的领域里面。
The realm of the spirit.
就是灵的领域。
And because we can't see him.
因为我们看不见他。
Can't reach out and touch him.
我们也没有办法伸手去摸到他。
Or listen to him with our ears.
或是用耳朵听他说话。
We have the feeling that he's abandoned us.
我们有一种感觉，觉得他遗弃了我们。
He doesn't care.
他不关心。
But I found out by my own experience.
但是从我自己的经验，我发现。
And by the experience of many others I've talked to.
还有许多我所认识的他们所讲的经验里面，我发现。
To their surprise.
让他们很吃惊的。
And to their great happiness.
而且让他们非常快乐的。
They found out that God cares for them.
他们发现神顾念他们。
That he actually loved that person, or you, or me, as an individual.
神真的爱那个人，爱你，或者是爱我，就是爱我们这个个人。
God loved the whole world.
哦，是的，你会说，我知道神爱所有的人，世界的人。
But the whole world kind of leaves me out.
但是全世界的人好像就没有把我算在内。
He goes farther than that.
但是神做的远超过这个。
He loves me. He loves you.
他爱我，他爱你。
He says, I called you by name, I know who you are.
他说我按你的名招你，我知道你是谁。
For he's a very great God.
因为他是很伟大的神。
And not only that,
不止如此。
If we'll just let him, not run away from him,
只要我们容许他，不从他那里逃跑。
He will manifest that care for us.
他会彰显对我们的关心。
There came a time in history,
在历史上曾经有一个时候
that God himself came to visit our earth.
神自己来造访我们的地球。
Oh, I know you know the Christmas story.
我知道你们都知道圣诞节的故事。
But it came with a purpose.
但是他来有一个目的。
He came to live our life.
他来就是要过我们的生活。
So he could experience within his own being.
好让他能够亲自的去体验。
What we have to go through.
体验我们必须经历过的事情。
He had to watch his stepfather die.
他必须看着他的养父过世。
And death is never happy.
死永远不是快乐的事情。
He was hungry.
他饿了。
He was tired.
他累了。
Yet he was a son of God.
然而他是神的儿子。
He was so tired one day.
有天他太累了。
Then what he went to sleep on the boat.
他在船上睡着了。
And a terrible storm came.
起了一个很可怕的风暴。
And the disciples thought they were going to sink.
门徒以为要下沉了。
And it didn't even wake Jesus up.
而这风暴甚至没有使耶稣醒过来。
He had to be really sleepy.
他一定是很困了。
To sleep through a storm.
才能够在暴风中还是睡着的。
And get all wet.
全身都湿了。
And the waves rolled over him.
浪都打到他身上。
And he was still sleeping.
他还在睡觉。
He was tired.
他很累。
He lived our life.
他过过我们的生活。
But not only that.
但不只是这样子。
He came to show us who his father really was.
他来跟我们显明他的父真正是谁。
Because he not only lived on our earth.
因为他不只活在我们的世界。
But before he came, he lived in heaven.
在他来之前，他活在天上。
And he showed us a very wonderful God.
他跟我们显明一位很奇妙的神。
He showed us a God that cared.
他跟我们显明一位关心我们的神。
He showed us a God that would feed people.
他跟我们显明的神是会喂养百姓的。
He wanted to see people rejoice and happy.
他喜欢看到人们欢喜快乐。
One of the things that Jesus did, one of the first things.
这就是耶稣所做的第一件事情之一。
He went to a wedding.
他去一个婚礼。
Yeah, God went to a wedding.
神去参加婚礼。
You don't think so. God's only in church.
你以为神只在教会里吗？
No, that's not true.
不是的，这不是真的。
He didn't go to church. He went to a wedding.
他不是去教会，他去婚礼。
He went to a church later, but
他后来才去教会。
That's the first place he went.
但是他去的第一个地方是婚礼。
And a wedding's always a happy place, isn't it?
而婚礼总是一个快乐的地方，对不对？
A joyful place.
是一个很喜乐的地方。
The only ones who'll be weeping there will be the mother of the bride.
在那里唯一会哭的是新娘的妈妈。
Because now her best house servant is gone.
因为她现在家里最好的女佣走了。
But then, a terrible thing happened.
然后一件可怕的事情发生了。
You see, it was a small wedding.
那个是很小的婚礼。
And they were very poor people.
他们是很穷的人。
And here came 13 extra guests.
突然多来了十三位客人
that they hadn't planned for.
是他们没有预期的。
They had invited one of them, and he brought all his friends.
他们邀请了一位，就这一位把他所有的朋友都带来了。
And not only that, apparently they were quite hungry.
不止如此，而且他们很显然非常饿了。
And very thirsty.
而且口也很渴。
And they had a nice stock of wine.
他们有很好的酒。
But it went down fast.
可是那个酒的存量很快的就没了。
And it ran out.
酒没了。
And that's a big humiliation.
这是很羞辱的事情。
To the father of the bride.
对新娘的父亲来说。
That's a terrible thing to happen.
发生了这样的事情是很糟糕的。
Why they'd be the laughing stock of all the people for the next 20 years.
他们未来二十年都会成为所有人的笑柄了。
And they didn't know what to do.
他们不晓得要怎么办。
And Mary, the mother of Jesus,
玛利亚就是耶稣的母亲
came to Jesus and said, "They don't have any wine."
他说他们没有酒了。
He said, "What's that to me? That's my problem. That's their problem."
这跟我有什么关系呢？那是他们的问题，不是我的问题。
Ah, but
但是
there's something in the heart because he was a son of God.
但是他心里面有一样东西，因为他是神的儿子。
Even a little thing like that.
甚至像这样子的小事情
he cared.
他都关心
He cared.
他关心
I think that's the most wonderful thing about God. He cares when we have problems.
我想这是神最美好的事情
Whether our problems are big problems,
就是当我们有问题的时候他都关心不管那问题是大问题
problems,
或是我们的问题是小问题
And even little problems are big to us.
甚至小问题对我们来说都是很大的
He cares.
他关心
He knew they were going to face great shame and humiliation.
他知道那些人会很没有面子，很羞愧。
He knew that all the happy rejoicing at the bridal supper would all quiet down.
他知道婚宴上所有欢喜快乐的声音都会安静下来。
And they'd call the waiters and ask for more wine and say, "We don't have any more."
他们就会找侍者来说要还要再酒，就他们说我们没有酒了。
And they'd laugh and make jokes about running out of wine.
他们就会嘲笑，会开玩笑说居然酒都没有了。
He didn't do that. He cared.
他没有那样做，他关心。
So he said to some servants.
所以他就对一些仆人说。
They had some big water pots made out of stone.
他们有一些大的水缸是用石头做的。
You know, they didn't have running water in those days.
他们在那个时候没有自来水。
They had to go to the well and bring it back, and they had these pots where they stored the water.
他们必须到井边把水带回来，存在水缸里面。
And each pot.Held about 30 liters.
每个水缸差不多可以容30公升的水。
And there are six of them.
有六口。
So there's close to 200 liters in those pots.
所以在那些石缸里面总共可以装的容量将近200公升。
And you know the story. He said, well, fill them up with water.
这故事你们都知道，他说把那些石缸都装满了水。
And then he just spoke a quiet word.
然后他就很安静地讲了一句话。
We don't know what he said.
我们不晓得他说了什么。
But we know what he did because he created by his word.
但是我们知道他做了什么，因为他是借着他的话语创造了。
And he worked the work of actual creation right there in front of their eyes.
而且他就在那些人的眼前做了一件创造的事情。
But they were so careless and so unbelieving, nobody even watched it.
但是那些人都很不小心，也没有注意，所以也没有人仔细地看着。
It's kind of surprising, isn't it, that not even one servant went there to watch see what happened.
很奇怪，就是甚至没有一个仆人跑到那边去看到底是发生了什么事。
So we fill it with water.
好吧，水装满了。
Who's going to watch that?
这个谁要看
呢？We know what water is.
我们知道水是什么。
But something strange happened.
很奇怪的事情发生了。
There is a creative power in his word. When he speaks, things happen.
在他的话语中有一个创造的力量。当他说话的时候，就有事情发生。
That's how he made the world, by speaking to it.
这就是他创造世界的方式，就是借着说话。
Let there be, he said.
他说要有就有了。
Let there be wine now.
他说现在要有酒。
A tremendous miracle.
很大的神迹。
Because water.And wine chemically are terribly different.
因为水跟酒的化学成分是完全不同的。
They're as different as night and day.
它们的差别就如昼夜不同一样。
They're not even related.
甚至没有关系。
Wine is a very, very complicated formula.
酒的成分非常非常的复杂。
A whole string of different kinds of atoms all put together in one molecule.
是所有不同的原子都放在一个分子里面。
And water.
而水呢？
It's just three little atoms put together in one molecule.
它只有三个原子放在一个分子里面。
And he created wine.
他创造了酒。
I don't know if they were hungry or not.
我不晓得他们饿不饿。
I'm sure they ran out of food too.
我相信他们的食物也没有了。
But that's not as serious at a wedding as running out of wine.
但是在婚礼中食物没有了，不像没有酒那么严重。
He didn't make food. He did another time.
他没有创造食物，他另外一次这样做了。
But he made wine.
但是这一次他创造了酒。
And wine makes people happy.
酒使人快乐。
Makes people joyful.
使人欢喜。
It releases their inhibitions.
使他们失去了限制。
They'll laugh easily.
他们就很容易笑。
They'll talk and make jokes.
他们会讲话开玩笑。
It's a happy occasion.
那是一个很快乐的场合。
And wine contributes to that.
而且这个酒呢也是跟他有关的。
And I don't know how many guests were there.
我不晓得那里有多少客人。
Maybe 100.
或许100个。
But I know one thing.
但是我知道一件事。
He made 200 liters of wine.
他造了200公升的酒。
I think they had enough.
我想他们一定喝足了。
I think they had more than enough.
我想他们一定喝得太多了。
And they served the wine.
当他们上酒的时候
and they started with the main guest
从最主要的客人开始
and he took that wine and he said
他拿起那个酒说
wow where'd that wine come from
哇这个酒是从哪里来的
that's the best I've ever tasted
我从来没有喝过这么好喝的酒
he said most people serve the best wine first but this is the last and that was better than all of it
大部分人都是先上最好的酒而且你们居然把好酒留到最后
and no one knew where it came from
没有人知道这酒从哪里来的
but that tells me something about God
但是这样的事情是否告诉我有关神的事情呢
he wants people to be happy
神要人快乐
he wants people to rejoice
他要人们欢喜
he wants people to enjoy life as much as we can
他要人们尽量地享受生命
We have enough problems without making more.
我们的问题已经够多了，不必再去多制造问题。
He's not one that wants to see us weep and cry and be miserable.
他不会想要看到我们在那边哀哭，日子不好过。